Welcome to episode 28. I think it's episode 28 of the Repossible Podcast. It's Thursday. Bradley Charbonneau, I'm your host yet again. That means 28 weeks in a row. I think that's about half a year. I'm not really sure. What is that, 28 times 2? Anyway, that's pretty big math. Just doing some math with my 14-year-old son. That's uplifting. Welcome to the realities of growing up and raising teenagers. So I'm walking in the dark in the forest. In fact, it's pitch dark. If I turn off my little phone flashlight, let's see what I can see. That would be a big not much. So I was driving home for my play date sort of thing. I don't know what else to call it. Some friends and listening to some stories on the show on NPR podcast called Invisibilia. And it was something like a story hour or something where these people had 10-minute stories. And they were just so good. They were such good storytellers. And do you ever have that when you feel like you see something? Well, actually, I hope you do have this because this is what I think is important, not to mention maybe vitally important in our existence, if I dare be so bold. But you hear a thing and you think, that's what I want to do. That's what I like. That's what makes me happy. That's what gives me chills. That's what pushes the hair up in the back of my neck. And it was just telling stories. These different people from way different backgrounds and way different voices and different everything and telling their stories. And they had 10 minutes. And I don't know if it had a theme or anything, but wow, it was just engaging. And I was just lost in it. And in fact, we were almost home and I detoured several times just so I could hear the end of it. I don't know. That's what I like. That's what's fun. That's what gives me a kick. You know, and here we are. I'm struggling with math with my son, and I know he doesn't like it, and he's struggling with it, and you struggle with things more that you don't like, and so he's going to struggle with math, but you know what? He's got to do it. And I'm older. I've been there, done that. I don't have to do math anymore, even though I like math. But I don't have to do the things I don't like to do anymore. Sure, you know, I got to pay taxes and die. But other than that, as a recent book of mine said, there's usually a choice and it's usually yours. Except if you're a 14-year-old boy. But he'll grow out of it. He'll make the choices and he'll get through it or struggle through it or fumble through it and we'll get there at some point or another. Or maybe we'll get to a different place. Anyway, it's a bit of a convoluted way of looking at what makes you tick. What do you enjoy? What gives you energy? For me, it's writing and storytelling and getting a message across, helping others. If my message connects with them and builds on their message and gives them hope or confidence that they can go further because someone else did it, then maybe they can too. And I also to tell it into an entertaining and educational and informative way. It's fun and something you want to listen to and don't want to turn off and you want to do detours before you get home. I mean, that is not math. Not for my 14-year-old. It's Thursday again. Every single week. It will be a book. I'll tell you that. Every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year, every single lifetime. I'm a bit addicted to writing books at the moment. I'd like to get 100 books. All right, that's enough of my rant from the darkness of the forest. In Driebergen. Actually, I'm in Doorn. For those of you keeping track. Neighboring village to my little town. Here in the middle of the Netherlands. That's it. Keeping it Repossible. This is Bradley Charbonneau. Episode some or other of the Repossible Podcast. Catch you next week.